For MS News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly Football Head Coach Andrew Morenci, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. A special message from Scott, the owner of Gloria Food, for everybody out there, especially the older guys. Scott waited until he was 57 to get a colonoscopy, and he was diagnosed with colon cancer, which he has just had successful operation. And his message to his brother and everybody else out there is get checked as soon as you can, because you never know what's going to hit you. All right, back to the sports message. Coach, dynamic win last week.
Oh, it's a big one for us. You know, we wanted to go in and put on a show and have everybody really have a great day to open the season at Hurd. And we were fortunate enough to get a few breaks and kind of seize that. And inevitably, it turned out to be just a great day for us.
Okay, short week coming up. What has been the game plan all week getting ready for a Thursday night encounter?
Well, you know, it's the short week definitely is something that you have to adjust for as a coach. You know, usually your game plan is based upon a routine that's set throughout the season, and this is one of those instances where that's disrupted. So the ability as a staff to plan ahead, and your ability as a team, as a football team, the players to still remain focused at the task at hand, despite the fact that you have a change in routine, is going to, I think, pivotal for this particular game.
Now, it's not typical fall weather the last couple of days. It's 89 and 90 degrees today. How does that impact the practice?
It definitely does. You know, we have to kind of go back to our August kind of framework as far as, you know, water breaks and reminding yourself about hydration and the kids making sure they come prepared to practice with the things they need to get through practice. And always, you know, the health of the kids is always a priority. So, you know, no doubt we had to adjust as far as the heat and the players. You know, they've done a good job this week.
Marblehead, tough opponent. It's one of those games in the schedule, especially in conference, that everybody looks forward to. What are you guys looking forward to?
Well, you know, we know that Marblehead is going to be a well-rounded team, prepared, coached up, pass and run. You know, they've been doing that now for a while, so we know that we're up against. You know, Marblehead, like, you know, the kids have played them in, you know, football for a while now. So it's one of those things where it's a known evil, not an unknown. So that itself, I think, works for both sides. We kind of know each other. And, you know, this could make this game memorable. But, you know, we got to come to play. You know, Marblehead's going to be at home. They're always good at home. And I know Coach does a great job. So this is a huge challenge for us, a huge challenge.
You know, it's a case where familiarity breeds respect, not contempt. Because these schools have played against each other for so long. As you mentioned, these kids have played against each other through Pop Warner and the lower levels. And now comes the big stage.
That's right. That's exactly right. The seniors, this is going to be their last chance. For this particular group, I mean, I think the last time we were able to beat Marblehead was 2013, you know. So, you know, they know that, and, you know, but it doesn't help you, you know, when you're out there in the second quarter. You got to come to play. The people who win the day are going to win the game. So even though these kids, they definitely have a little bit of that extra feeling, you know, Marblehead will have the same thing, and they're going to come in ready to play, so we got to match that.
Okay, Coach, the kids are they're on the field. They're stretching out. They're waiting for you. We'll talk again next week.
Tim, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, that's been Andrew Morenci, head football coach at Beverly Panthers, in Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.